Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, coronavirus is a part of every single headline. All you hear about is coronavirus. And now you're going to start hearing a lot about citizens' arrests. With the tragic killing of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, we have to now have a discussion on what is citizens' arrest and is it going to still persist? Or are there going to be more rules? Citizens' arrest is something that I, as a kid, really wanted to do. I've always wanted to be a cop. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I always wanted to be a cop. And maybe it's because of Charlie's Angels or something, but I just thought guns were cool. And I wanted to be able to be like, oh, freeze, you know? And, you know, because my father was in the military, my grandfather was a police officer, my other grandfather, I mean, was very adept with guns. It just, you know, and then a lot of my family in Nazi Germany lost their guns. And so I'm like, okay, I'm not going to lose mine. I'm going to have a little cute little one in my purse, and I'm going to have one, you know, on my stockings, right? And my little, I'm going to be like, you know, Miss Sexy Charlie's Angels. And it never happened, obviously. I do know how to shoot, though. I could shoot. And so I've always been fascinated with, you know, law enforcement and, you know, keeping the country safe and doing my part, because I didn't know if I could go to the military. I didn't know if I would be able to do that, or if I would, you know, I just thought that, you know, I would do my part. And so I have never done a citizen's arrest. The closest I got was, it was an accident. I was driving near this mall. It was Meadows Mall in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas. And I was just driving down the street by the mall because I was cutting from Decatur to Valley View. Okay, so there's a street that doesn't have a lot of street lights. And this guy just runs right into my car, smacks the hood, and keeps running. And then a security guard follows him and waves to me like, thank you. And I was like, oh, did I just help, you know, solve a crime or fight a crime? I was like, yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, well, you need me? and they're like, no, and they keep chasing the guy. So it might have been a shoplifter or something. But that was probably the closest thing I got, where accidentally my car stopped somebody. Would I ever pull a gun on somebody doing a crime? If they're in my house, oh, hell yeah. But if I thought they might have, I don't know, stolen something, no, I call the cops. You know, I've actually never really been in that situation where I had to call the cops on somebody. I really haven't. I don't think so. But, you know, a citizen's arrest came out because it was, I think, medieval times, because there wasn't enough police force. And so you were supposed to serve the king. So if there was somebody who was doing something stupid, all right, it was your duty as a citizen to stop them. And a citizen arrest means you're supposed to, in those times, you are supposed to, what's the word for it when you contain them? Basically, contain them, or, you know, don't disable them, but you're supposed to, you know, just have them, I forget the word for it, there's obviously a police term for it, but you're supposed to prevent them from running, keep them in one place, and then wait for authorities to come and help. Or you would bring them to the authorities in medieval times. Well, citizens' arrests are still allowed in most states. There's the laws. They vary. But the citizens' arrest laws basically deal with, okay, if you see somebody committing a crime, and until authorities could get there, you know, you can, depending on the state and depending on the level, you are supposed to be allowed to detain them. Detaining is the word. You are not supposed to shoot. you're not supposed to be judge and jury. Okay? All you're doing in a citizen arrest is, and again, I really wouldn't advise it because I just don't know how safe it is, right? I mean, once people start pulling guns on each other, bad things happen. So, but basically, a citizen arrest is you detain them, right? You call the cops, tell them I have somebody here who I thought was doing X, Y, and Z, and then the cops come and take over. In fact, once you call the cops, they take over. They are in charge. Okay, you relinquish your control or your superiority in the situation, which makes me fear you have a lot of people out there going, well, you know, I won't call the cops because I still get to be citizen arrest. No, you have to, if you're able to get the cops, you're supposed to be able, you know, you're supposed to do that. So depending on the state, there's a lot of different laws and restrictions, and I'm just kind of summarizing here. But unfortunately, in this particular case in Georgia, and we're still getting details, they shot him. I don't know what Arbery was doing, if he was at the construction site or not. It's just citizens are not supposed to be shooting other citizens. They're not supposed to be taking the law into their own hands. They're not supposed to be judge and jury. So we'll see what happens with this case. But what's going to end up happening is the citizen arrest laws are going to probably change. And, you know, are they moot? Are they obsolete? Do we need them? Or do you need that protection where somebody is, let's say, doing something? Like, for example, at a school. You know, when these school shootings, you know, were happening and they've been happening all along, I'm like, I'm going to be at my kid's school with a gun. And if somebody comes on the property that I think is, you know, sketchy and doesn't need to be there and could cause harm, I will, this is what I was really mad. I was like, I will hold them at gunpoint and detain them until the cops come and make sure they don't. I mean, I was going to just stand guard at my kid's school. A lot of moms were going to do that. We were like, screw that. Let's grab the guns. Let's get over there. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of room, unfortunately, for mayhem, for chaos, for, you know, people, unfortunately, shooting each other. So, you know, you are going to see a new definition of citizen's arrest and what you're allowed to do. If you do see somebody committing a crime, if you see somebody raping somebody, if you've seen somebody, you know, in the movies, we always see people just kind of look the other way or they go, oh, wow, what's he doing? You don't really see a lot of citizen's arrest in the movies where somebody tackles them. But we have heard that happens with school shootings. And so we want the ability of people to stop other people from doing harm if there's lives at stake. So they're going to have to find a fine line. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Europe is trying to reopen schools. They have different school years than we do. Some of us are on 12-year school. I actually like 12-year school. I'm sorry, not 12-month year-round school. I used to hate summer vacation. I lived in Arizona or Nevada, and it was hotter than hot. I was bored. All we would do is, like, watch TV because it was too hot to go outside. And the only time you could actually go outside or do anything was, like, early morning or late. So all day long you were stuck indoors. And we couldn't afford camp or anything like that. And most of my friends had more money than we did, so they were on vacation. So I really couldn't hang out with a lot of my friends. And I was like, I would rather be in school. And some places, they do have 12-month school. So then they kind of, I forget what the reasoning was for that. I think maybe it's because kids coming back in the fall would be behind, or they, you know, it took 3-4 months for them to get back into the, you know, swing of things. Maybe it was easier on teachers to have the different tracks. But I was definitely a huge fan of the 12-month schooling because I do agree. In real life, you don't have a lot of, well, I mean, maybe now you have jobs that start and stop. I mean, maybe with shutdowns, but until coronavirus in this year, you would have to go to work every day. Maybe you'd have the weekends off, but whether it was summer, whether it was school, you would, you know, you'd still have to go to work. You still have to make income. You still have to, you know, go grocery shopping. You still have to do chores. So, you know, when kids get the idea that, oh, summer vacation, they get a whole 3 months off, to me that just didn't really make a lot of sense. That just, you know, yeah. So in Europe, they are looking at doing, you know, changing class sizes to no more than 10, I believe, for younger students, 15 for older. In England, they're planning on reopening June 1. But Denmark has already been doing it, and Germany. And so they're looking to how Denmark and Germany did it. So what they did was something called micro groups of pupils. The micro groups would arrive at a separate time. They would eat their lunch separately. They would stay in their own zones in the playground and are taught by one teacher. Each group has about 12 students. They could then social distance in the classroom because you don't have 30 kids in the classroom. If everybody's on a different time, then lunch is different. Problem is still, with such overcrowding with schools, I mean, some schools started lunch at like 11 a.m. You could only do so much. That was without social distancing, so I don't really know how that would work. But basically, you are dividing up the classes. You're dividing up the teaching staff. You're making classes smaller, smaller groups, which I, for some educators, they're thinking, well, this is brilliant. Now I can really dedicate my time to this small group. I hear there's medical schools doing the same thing. Medical schools are planning on teaching in small groups where you have a group. The only issue I have with that, because even though in most schools you do just end up having a clique or a small group, is what if a kid gets into a group with some real, real mean people? And, you know, you kind of need the numbers to be able to blend, to be able to kind of hide, to be able to, you know, find other kids that'll have your back. So I don't know where that would go in terms of bullying. But where are parents on this? You know, would parents be comfortable with this? Well, apparently the schools have the smaller groups of students. They have the students space out. They have regular breaks for hand washing. In Germany, face masks are worn in communal areas because nationally they have to, you know, have face masks. And so school educators have said that, you know, they're not seeing the older students thriving at home. They need to get back in the community of the school. But you do have parents that just aren't really hip to that. And this is very crucial because I think it's going to be the parents that are going to drive the next shutdown. I don't want to be pessimistic, but if we have to go through a whole nother lockdown, my guess, my money, is it's going to be a parent that says, look, there's flu. I don't want my kid getting the flu. I don't want my kid dying of the flu. I'm homeschooling. You need to provide a learning alternative at home. Then other parents are like, well, yeah, doesn't make sense if we have flu and kids are dying or whatever. Yep, I want my kid home too. I want to homeschool. And once the schools have to close, which is kind of what happened this time around, schools closed first. Once schools closed, parents are like, well, I can't work. I gotta be home with my kid. I don't have daycare. Parents have to go home, start all over again. So with us doing all this, when it comes to schools, it's really about making sure parents are happy. If the parents don't feel like their kids are safe, then it's you know, it's not even about learning. Are these kids learning adequately? You know, it's interesting. Most of my education, I talk about this in grade school, high school, college, and I went to 12 schools until I went to college, and then college was the first time I was at one school for like 4 years. And most of what I learned in school wasn't the algebra or the Shakespeare or the geography and state capitals. Yeah, I learned that, and that was nice, and I'm grateful that I know my times tables, but that's not my biggest education. My biggest education was navigating around other kids. My biggest education was watching other kids' behavior. My biggest education was in college, how to avoid getting assaulted, how to deal with a teacher that's hitting on you, how to pay your rent, how to make $6 work for groceries for a week, how to, you know, the dating scene and the club scene and the, you know, that's what I remember. I mean, there's a lot of people-to-people interaction that are needed. And, you know, people think, well, school is just about doing your arithmetic and your... And no, it's not. Okay? The school day, these kids are learning because they're hearing other kids' stories. They're hearing, you know, my kids come home and I go, what did you learn? What do they talk about? They don't talk about the algebra. Well, now that my son goes to college, he does. He talks about that because he doesn't have a lot of student interaction. But what they used to talk about is, well, you know, Joey said this, and Martha said this, and Lucy said this, and blah, blah, blah. And this happened to them, this happened to this, and you heard about these other kids' lives. When you ask your kid what happened in school today, it was about the social. So if the kids can't be social without restrictions and all that. And again, I understand people are like, well, who gives a damn? Okay, we got coronavirus. We might have coronavirus for years. We have flu every year. There's always coughs and colds and infection. They're really planning on doing this whole school setup because remember, schools don't want to be shut down. So these schools are planning this so there's longevity. When do your kids then play outside with other kids? When do kids, you know, see other kids get in trouble in class? When do kids see how other kids get the girl or get the guy? What about the school dance? These are things that, you know, were a part of my growing up that helped create me. I got bullied a lot. Every school I went to, all 12 of them, there were jerks to me. Everyone. I had got friends in every school. And being able to make new friends and being the new girl and then having to prove yourself and trying not to be class clown and all the time. I just ended up being class clown all 12 years. Don't ask. Just happens. When it's in the genes, it's in the genes. So, you know, I want schools to eventually reopen. I want students to be able to be around other students. I just am looking at a classroom right now in Germany where there's only maybe 4 people in the room. And I just don't see how kids are going to get the education they need. You know, it's what is the real education of school? And that's what we have to decide. We think, as educators, is it's just the math and the science and the STEM and the English or whatever we give them. It's not. It's the notes. It's the flirting. Unfortunately, it's the bullying. Okay, you know, you're going to have a workplace, and if the workplace isn't social distance like this, you're going to have the same issue where you're going to have bullies in the workplace. You're going to have jerks. You're going to have people getting, you're going to have people getting, you know, the one-up, the competition. So, I don't know. 1-877, Doc Valley, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top U.S. health officials continue to testify on Capitol Hill in a Senate hearing regarding the deadly coronavirus outbreak, Senate Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, says there's only one way to reopen the country.
All roads back to work and back to school run through testing.
Alexander continues,
underestimated how contagious it would be. Underestimated how it can travel silently in people without symptoms to infect other people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing Democrats for seeing the COVID-19 economic recovery as an opportunity for a fundamental change to the economy. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says the House and Senate Democrats are cobbling together a partisan wish list of what they want to see in the next phase of coronavirus legislation. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court continuing to work remotely during the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court now considering whether President Trump has to turn over his tax records. The first case involving Democratic-led committees in Congress seeking financial records as they want to investigate whether President Trump was not telling the truth before he was president about his financial situation. Speaking during oral arguments this morning, President Trump's lawyer, Patrick Strawbridge, called the subpoenas unprecedented. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioning that President Trump refused to turn over his tax returns, unlike other presidents. The justices are hearing the arguments via teleconference as a way to keep themselves and others from getting the coronavirus.
Disney will release its recording of the Broadway hit musical Hamilton this summer, a year earlier than planned. Hamilton will be out exclusively on Disney Plus July 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of you guys are like, where's my money? There are these memes with the stimulus checks where you see two skeletons, and they're sitting there raising their hand going, I'm still waiting for my stimulus check. The federal stimulus payments that were supposed to help Americans were promised back in early March. I think it was even suggested in February. We still have 20 million people that haven't received theirs. The IRS has noted Friday that they are issuing 130 million payments worth a total of $200 billion. But 20 million Americans are still awaiting their money. As you know, if you earned less than $75,000 a year, single, you got a $1,200 check. Married taxpayers who earned less than $150,000 total received $2,400. Children under the age of 17 are eligible to get $500 each. So that means there's a max of $3,400 for a family of four. Now, this isn't monthly. This is just a one-time stimulus check. So most people already spent that on Amazon. I mean, before they even got their check. Now, the IRS had rolled out a, quote, Get My Payment tool, where you could update your bank information online. Unfortunately, though, consumers reported that the site gave them an ambiguous message, like payment status not available. When I went on there to help somebody, the website was down. So other states have been more lucky at getting their stimulus checks than others. They say West Virginia has the highest share of taxpayers who have received their payments. Almost all taxpayers of West Virginia received theirs. Yet New Jersey, 30% still haven't. So I think maybe what happened is there's a gap because of the resident's income, tax filing status, bank account information. So the IRS sends checks to lower and middle income households first. New Jersey's median annual household income is about $82,000, almost twice of West Virginia's $44,000. So there's a chance that they made sure West Virginia got their money first. Taxpayers now have till July 15th to file the 2019 tax return. If you made more money in 2018 than 2019, then you might not have gotten a stimulus check. So if you made less money in 2019, that's the tax return you want them to base that off of. They said if you recently filed your 2019 return, the IRS is processing your tax filing, which could result in a payment status not available. So if you want your stimulus check, you got to go online, put your bank information in immediately, and you also should probably file your tax return. Now, the IRS is sending paper checks to those who don't have online information, so don't worry, you can get something in the mail. Individual taxpayers who earn less than $10,000 will receive their checks first. But the Associated Press reported that it could take about 20 weeks to get all the checks out. So then the question is it even going to be enough? I mean, take it, obviously, but, you know. So they say the IRS might not have your bank info. So if you haven't received your check, make sure of that, okay? Or they could have the wrong bank account. You heard of people getting, like, millions of dollars and then, you know, it getting fixed. And you're like, well, then who didn't get their check for one person to get? What did one person get, like, $8.4 million in the bank account? So, you know, there's also, you know, people screwing up. Those who are Social Security recipients, they should still get their check, even if they don't file taxes. They should still get an IRS check. From what I understand, the IRS did automatically send the money to Social Security recipients. So if you didn't, again, you need to kind of check. I don't know who you would call, to be honest, because I've never tried calling the IRS. But, you know. But there definitely was a disparity between checks that got the most money. When you look at, let's say, the CARES Act, and the CARES Act is supposed to also help in terms of cash flow. And in the first 4 weeks of the program, more than $200 billion in stimulus payments were sent to Americans that qualified. 150 million people, they say, are still waiting to receive their payments. Now, this is coming from Miami Herald. They say the state that received the most in terms of dollar amount was obviously California, Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania. They saw more than $8.8 billion in payments. California got $13.6 million in payments. They said that added up to $22 billion. California is the most populous state. They have more than 39 million residents. Now, the states that received the smallest amount of stimulus money were South Dakota, North Dakota, Alaska, Vermont, and Wyoming. They received less than $630 million each, according to the IRS. District of Columbia got $349 million. District of Columbia is like the size of a shopping mall. I mean, I don't understand. I get that's where our capital is and all that, but I mean, it is like the smallest part of the United States. Wyoming, obviously, the least populated state in the union, received the fewest payments. So stimulus payments, again, we're supposed to go to low and middle income individuals making $75,000 a year single, $150,000 a year couple. Unemployment. A lot of people are claiming they still can't get unemployment. We had an employee who, when we had to furlough everybody with the lockdown, we found out that she couldn't get unemployment. Now, from what I understand, she was part-time with us or part-time at another job. But part-time employees were still supposed to be able to get some sort of unemployment. A lot of people didn't. So we were very fortunate to have a lot of our employees want to come back to work. But, you know, you have many people out there that don't still have a job to go to, still don't have unemployment. One of you had asked about colleges and the CARES Act, what kind of money and who got what. Well, we talked about this a while back. Arizona State University got $63 million in CARES Act funding. ASU, I almost went to ASU. It's a real nice university. Why? Well, you know, the CARES Act was supposed to be to help keep colleges and universities still alive. Half of that money was supposed to go in terms of grants to students who needed them. So universities rely on the donations. They rely on state funds to be able to wipe off the tuition for those in need. CARES Act funds were supposed to do that. For some reason, people are actually getting checks. Maybe it's because of the tuition refund, even though it's not, CARES Act is not supposed to be tuition refund. But the CARES Act funds of that Arizona State University's $31 million is supposed to go to grants. And that's what's supposedly happening. How much is tuition? Well, if you're in-state, it's $5,300 a year, I believe. Out-of-state, $14,000 a year. Online, same price. If you do online school, it's still $5,300. See, it's interesting where online is the same almost as, it's almost identical to coming on campus. They're going to need to change that. I'm wondering if they're going to make online more expensive later because they want people to pay the fees. They need people paying the tuition, you know, in order for tuition to be the cost that it is. They have to justify it and show transparency. So they show, well, you know, because we had the games and we had the, you know, we had the you know, parties and we had their, or not the parties, but we had the, you know, social, we had the orientation, we had the graduation, we had the, you know, they have to kind of delineate it. Penn State got $54 million. Rutgers got $54 million. University of Central Florida, $51 million. Miami-Dade got $49 million. Georgia State, $45 million. UC Northridge, $44 million. Ohio State, $42 million. Their in-state tuition is about $4,000 to $5,000. Cal State Long Beach, $41 million. And Cal State Fullerton, $41 million. A lot of money. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you are asking where the masks are at. I, as a physician, still cannot, on any of my medical supply stores that I usually buy from, I still can't get masks. Now, I think you can get some at some of the pharmacies. I think you can get bootleg ones. Unfortunately, there's a lot of sketchy places. Apparently, there's Ponzi schemes going on. I can't tell you how many times I get a call or an email or a text going, I have masks. And I go, they go, I have masks for you and doctors. I go, great, tell me the website so I can forward the website and they can make an order. No, you'll buy them in person. I'm like, what? And I mean, maybe there are people trying to make a quick buck, but this is some serious stuff. Apparently, a 39-year-old former investment manager in Georgia is facing federal charges that he allegedly robbed hundreds of retirees of their savings through a Ponzi scheme because Christopher Paris pitched himself as a broker of surgical masks amid this nationwide scramble for protective equipment in the first desperate weeks of the outbreaks. Mr. Paris was making millions of dollars on sale orders, but there were no masks. So law enforcement officials said he is part of what they are calling a wave of fraud tied to the outbreak. Homeland Security Investigations, an arm of the Department of Homeland Security, is leading the nationwide crackdown. It has opened over 370 cases and so far arrested 11 people as part of Operation Stolen Promise. They say it's incredibly rampant and is growing by the day. We're just scratching the surface. So he is on pretrial release for this Ponzi scheme where when he was arrested last month in what federal authorities say was an attempt to secure an order for more than $750 million from the Department of Veterans Affairs for $125 million face masks and other equipment. They say he was trying to sell something he didn't have. That's just outright blatant fraud. So he has not entered a plea yet to fraud charges, and his lawyers did not respond to requests for comments. But I'm hearing that. I'm getting people say, Dr. Dahlia, I got masks. Send people to us. I'm like, well, where's the website? Where's the... I mean, my guess is what might have happened is a lot of people bought them, and they thought, wow, we could make money. We could sell, you know, $20 a mask. I don't know what's going on. But unfortunately, most of the reopenings require your employees to wear masks and your customers to wear masks. And I can tell if a mask has been worn longer than it should. A mask that has been worn longer than it should starts looking a little fuzzy. It doesn't seem to look as snap tight on the face as it should. And so my guess is what's been happening is you have a bunch of people that can't still get masks, so they're doing them wrong. Remember I told you, these surgical masks, you need to dump them every hour or two. Your N95 respirators have to be changed out every 8 hours. So my guess is if people couldn't buy a box, I mean, if I'm a doctor and I can't get a box, how is the average non-doctor getting medical equipment? My guess is they're just reusing the same mask. This is a problem. I mean, you know, in order for us to be reopened, we're supposed to be trying to be under the facade of, you know, or the, you know, showing the gesture of we're wearing a mask, you're wearing a mask, we'll all be safe. I mean, I remember the days when I could buy boxes of the stuff. They were like, you know, maybe $5-6 a box, and I think each box had about 50 masks. You know, it was, not the cheapest thing possible, but, you know, I wore them a lot, and it was just something I needed. I can't imagine the average person being able to afford that, especially now, since these masks are getting really expensive. People are charging $1 a mask. Well, $1 a mask, and if you have to change these surgical masks out every hour, that's $8 a day. $8 a day for 30 days, that's $240 a month for masks. So you see where fraud can come in. It's a shame. It shouldn't be like that. Speaking of which, it's interesting. I don't know if you guys saw this video, but inmates in a Los Angeles County jail tried to get themselves infected with coronavirus. So they got early release. Remember how jails have been releasing people so they don't give coronavirus to others? So they're sending rapists out there and other people out there so they also have room for the paddleboarders who they have to arrest? Well, Los Angeles County Jail inmates had one goal in mind, to get the infection so they could get out of jail. They decided to do it all together. One by one last month, groups of inmates inside the North County Correctional Facility in Catstea, California, drank from the same hot water bottle and sniffed out of one face mask before passing it to the next guy for his turn. That's according to surveillance footage released Monday. The county, with 357 positive tests among inmates and an infection total that is more than triple since the end of April, had previously released some of the inmates in response to concerns about the pandemic. See, people are smart. They're like, I could get out of jail if I get coronavirus. Give me some. And so people were giving each other coronavirus. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva couldn't immediately explain why a facility that didn't have a single coronavirus case in mid-April was facing an outbreak a short time later. So what they did is they looked at video footage. On Monday, Villanueva revealed how an outbreak that resulted in 21 inmates testing positive in less than a week apart was part of a coordinated effort on the part of its inmate population. And here's the thing, too. Remember, these jails have to report to the public why people are getting sick. You know, and so they can't say, well, it's because we didn't do social distancing. You know, so they very gladly upped the, footage and ponied it up so we could see people trying to pass around a drink. The faces are blurred. So they could possibly get, I'm assuming why else would they pass a drink unless there was alcohol in it? So Villanueva said it's sad to think someone deliberately tried to expose themselves to COVID-19. Somehow there was a mistaken belief among the MA population that they tested positive. There was a way to force our hand and somehow release more inmates out of jail. That is not going to happen. It's dismaying and disheartening. So the novel coronavirus does continue to infect inmates in American jails and prisons at a staggering rate. Why? Well, close quarters. A recent tally from the Marshall Project last month discovered more than 9,400 reported cases of coronavirus and over 140 deaths among inmates in the U.S. The Federal Bureau of Prisons announced towards the end of April that 70% of inmate tests for the coronavirus have come back positive. Well, of course. I mean, they're sharing cells. They're, how do you social distance in jail? It just, how do you do that in the military? How are Navy SEALs supposed to social distance? In L.A. County, the jails have reduced their population from a maximum of 17,000 to less than 12,000. The county announced it was releasing inmates with less than 30 days of their sentences remaining to be served to help minimize the spread of the virus. 4,600 inmates remain quarantined. Villanueva said almost 2,000 of them located at the jail where the videos were taken. So, the county, you cannot be confined and forced to be in a jail just like or on a cruise ship and be exposed to the virus. You know, people are like, well, why do the jails have to even, release people? Because you can't do that. That's against human rights. You can't force a person to be there and force them to get sick. You could force them to be there if they're a criminal, but you can't subject them to infectious disease. You have to be able to allow them to live, especially a deadly virus. So, letting people out early, I'm not a fan of at all. I would say build more facilities. I don't know. It's just one of the many clusters that we're seeing with this outbreak. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.